The Ramah quotes the minig on Adar Rishon on Purim Katan to have a suda. First, he brings down an opinion to have a suda. The Eino Noin Cain people, not everyone does it, but he writes V'yesh Omrim Nesh Machmirin that one should try to have a suda on Purim Katan, quoting the pasuk in Mishlei Lev Tov Mishteh Tamid. So there's a discussion, well, there's clearly the Ran, Shita is, that there's a Chiyav Suda on Purim Katan. As well, besides the Ran, but the Ran holds Suda, but doesn't say anything about Shalach Manas. According to some of the Bali Tosvas, one of the most famous, who discusses it, Rav Yechiel of Paris, who was one of the great Bali Tosvas in France, northern France, event. He's known as the Talmud, the Rebbe of the Maram Rinnenberg, who was the Rebbe of the Rush and the father of the Tour. However, during he had a yeshiva there in Paris, and King Louis, they called him St. Louis, but he burned over 12,000 copies of the Gemara, and the yeshiva didn't hit it off that well. But either way, the question is, he was known for his position on Purim Katan, that not only did he hold the Zechi of Suda, but perhaps even the mitzvah of Shalach Manas. That's how he learns that's how the Ramah learns Lev Tov Mishteh Tamid. Rav Chiel Paris used to invite many people over to his Suda, because usually Suda goes together with Shalach Manas. And if you have a Chiyav Suda, then why not have a Shalach Manas as well? So he didn't do a formal Shalach Manas, but he used to invite people over. So what a... So both the Ran holds as a Chiyav Suda and Yechiel Mi Paris says there's a Chiyav Suda. However, the Ran says it's just only a Chiyav Suda. So the Ran we can understand, and perhaps Yechiel Mi Paris doesn't necessarily cholek, but is maybe it's saying to have Shalach Manas L'chumra, that basically the Chasim Sofer is you have a Din D'Oraisa to mark the day. Suda's Hoda, whether it's Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, I mean, if it's a Stam Adar, you have a Mitzvah in Torah to recognize the day. That just like on Pesach, they went from Avdus to Chayra, so we go from a Miso Achayim. So number one is that fits in with the Ran. That would explain why the Ran holds to the Chiyav Suda and there's no Shalach Manas, because it's not the Din D'Rabbanan of Mordechai and Esther. So what's the pshat in Rav Chiel Mi Paris? So simple pshat is he got it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the only difference between Kriyas and Megillah and Matonos of Avionim is Kriyas and Megillah. The only difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is Kriyas and Megillah and Matonos of Avionim. So, and it doesn't say Suda, so the pashas HaMishnah is that, but there is a Suda. And then if you assume Suda and Shalach Manas go together, so then you can have Suda and Shalach Manas. So perhaps that's the source of Rabbeinu Yechiel. In fact, that's how they say over on the Pasuk in Mishlei, where the Ramah quotes, but the beginning of the Pasuk is, poor people have it difficult, and Lev Tov Mishteh Tamid. So what do you mean poor people? Because they always have it hard, even when they eat on Shabbos and Yom. They always have it hard because they're suffering during the week. They don't have food. And on Shabbos and Yom, when they have food, but Shinoi Vesis Tchilas Roi, that you're not used to eating a lot, and you eat a lot, you get sick. The extreme cases in the Holocaust, people fed the Jews afterwards, and it didn't end well because the system set up. So therefore, even the poor people always, that's the simple shot. However, someone who explained based on the Gemara that the difficult people, who has it difficult? Those who learn Gemara. The people who have it B'simcha learning Mishnayot, because Mishnah you make siyuvim all the time. Gemara, you don't know what's going on. Nestira here and there. So that's how some want to learn. However, but they say, what's the pshat here? But to some explain that no. I mean, not no, but yeah. Why is it the ones who learn Mishnah happy? Not necessarily because of the siyuvim, it's because if you learn the Mishnayot, it looks like on Purim Katan you have a chiyuv suda. However, if you learn the Gemara, the Gemara says no. So that's the way. So either way, so Rav Yechiel Miparis, he had a suda, invited people over to fulfill suda and shalach manas. Others point out as well, there's a Yerushalmi that seems to say that the year Purim happened, it occurred on Adar Rishon. So therefore, if the Bavli doesn't seem to go for it, but if it happened on Adar Rishon, then of course we should be celebrating Adar Rishon. And others point out, and the Rush discussed in a different context, why we don't have this, why today it's nothing, because back in the day, they used to have, it was the Sanhedrin who decided when it was going to be a leap year or not. They wanted to make sure that they had, that the barley crop would be ready so they could bring for the Karban Omer. However, sometimes they wouldn't figure it out until after Purim happened. Yeah, so that year when Purim happened, so of course, it means the Indian Hesped or Tanish, you can't do it. You couldn't even read the Megillah, according to the Rush, but according to some, it even happened afterwards, so therefore they kept two Purims. So therefore, Vizman Shabesa Mikdash Kayam, we kept two Purims, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, so therefore we should at least remember Zecha LaMikdash, what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, and celebrate Avesud and Adar Rishon. So that's dumb. People have some other minutes, some don't, but it's preferable, because there's no reason you can't have a Suda, Bas Aviyayin, or have any Suda, either based on the Chasim Sofer, it's a Din Daraisa to mark today, or based on Yechiel Miparis, based on the simple reading of the Mishnah, you have a Chiyuv Suda, or the Yerushalmi says it was a leap year, or Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam, sometimes when they're still being spending the month of Piriya, the Sanhedrin decided after Purim that they realized they needed another month for the to make sure there's enough barley for the Karban Omer, so the FSM years they'd have two, so it's also a mixture kind of thing. We go ahead and have a Suda on Pesach Rishon, and that's what the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch Tov Leiv Mishkan Shamim.